We want to continue this conversation about taxes, the arguments on Capitol Hill, and this fiscal cliff that you heard Todd Zwillick describe there. Representative Chris Van Hollen joins us now, the ranking Democratic member of the House Budget Committee. He represents Maryland's 8th District. Representative, thanks for being with us.
Celeste, it's good to be with you.
I wonder, here we are again in what looks to the American public like a political gamesmanship, like a game of chicken. Is that how it feels on Capitol Hill, like a game?
Well, regardless of how it feels, it should not be a game. This is not a game. There are very serious issues and implications here, which is why the president has said that the Congress should act now, immediately, to extend tax relief for 98% of the American people. In fact, it would extend tax relief to 100% of the American people, because even people making $1 million would get tax relief on their first $250,000. So the president's point is, let's get that off the table. Let's act right now.
But what's your thought? I mean, you wrote a blog saying that you guys need to step away from some of the partisanship and just find a balanced solution. What is your idea that the Republicans say the Democrats are really making use of a crisis, taking advantage in order to get their way?
Well, I just put the question to the American people. Do they believe that we should extend tax relief to 98% of the American people right now, rather than have Republicans do what they're doing, which is holding tax relief for 98% of the American people hostage in insisting that they get the continuation of tax breaks, in fact, increased tax breaks for folks at the very top? What the president has said, what we have said, is let's move forward on the portion that we agree on. Republicans say they want to extend tax relief for 98% of the people. So do the Democrats. Let's get that done off the table rather than what we're seeing here in terms of holding all those tax breaks and relief for the middle class hostage. With respect to the sequester, these across-the-board meat axe cuts that will take place, we've also said we should take the same kind of balanced approach to replacing the sequester that every bipartisan commission has recommended, and that means reducing the long-term deficit through a combination of cuts. And the Budget Control Act had $1 trillion in cuts, the one we enacted last year. So a combination of cuts, but also revenues generated from eliminating tax loopholes and tax breaks for the folks at the very top and special interests.
But, you know, Representative Van Hollen, you know, polls show that most American peoples actually support what you're talking about. But to be honest, very often what's happening in Washington doesn't always seem to reflect what's happening in the rest of the nation. Are we going to see another debt crisis debacle here?
Well, we should do everything we can to avoid a debt crisis debacle. I mean, as you know, I mean, I think people who followed this closely know that for the first time in our history, we had a group of people in the House, the Tea Party caucus in the House, threaten that the United States would not pay its obligations. I mean, it'd be like you and I getting up one morning and saying, we're not going to pay our bills that have already come due. We're not going to pay our mortgages. That's what House Republicans said they were going to do to the U.S. obligations. That would have created an economic meltdown. And we have to avoid that. I mean, my view is that we should increase the debt ceiling when necessary to pay our obligations.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.